with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden is sanctioning four Israeli settlers who attacked Palestinians in the West Bank. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
According to the president's executive order, the four settlers were involved in acts of violence as well as threats and attempts to destroy or seize Palestinian property. The U.S. action imposes financial sanctions and visa bans against the four individuals. Mr. Biden has maintained that Israel has a right to defend itself, but he's facing growing criticism from Arab Americans for his response to the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More Americans say that under Bidenomics, they are living paycheck to paycheck. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
64% of those responding to the latest Issues and Insights tip poll say they're having a hard time making ends meet. More than half of those in the highest earning bracket, those earning $75,000 or more, and more than half of those who invest say they're living paycheck to paycheck. Few say they've managed to put much money away. About 20% say they put aside just $1,000 for emergencies. 24% say they have no savings at all. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports unemployment claims increased by about 9,000 at the end of the January to the highest level since mid-November.
Although the numbers have come up a bit from the week ending January 20th, with 1.9 million Americans overall collecting unemployment, the jobless numbers remain well below 4% and have been for nearly 2 years. It's the longest such streak since the mid-60s. Layoffs have recently been reported in the tech and media sectors.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 369 points, the Nasdaq rose 197. This is SRN News. Religious Americans are more civically engaged.
According to the latest from the Pew Research Center, people who follow a particular faith are more likely to be active in the life of their community and country than are those people who define themselves as non-religious. 51% of religiously affiliated Americans voted in the 2022 midterms versus 39% of the non-affiliated. People of faith are also more likely to have attended a government meeting or volunteered their time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Budweiser's bringing back its iconic Clydesdales this year in its Super Bowl ad. It's all part of an effort by Anheuser-Busch to win back consumers' sentiment following last year's disastrous Bud Light campaign involving transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a man living as a woman. The backlash cost millions in sales, knocked Bud Light out as America's top beer, and prompted the firing of three company executives. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks bounced back from their worst drop since September. The S&P 500 rose 1.2% to recover three-quarters of its sharp loss from the day before. Big tech stocks led Wall Street in a mirror reverse of the day before. A suite of reports suggested the economy remained solid while pressures on inflation may be easing. The data could give the Federal Reserve more of the evidence it wants before it will deliver the cuts on interest rates that investors desire. The Dow up 369 points to close at 38,519. The Nasdaq gained 197 to 15,361. The S&P 500 added 60 points to 4906. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.